This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Now let's get to the inauguration topic we've all been wanting to talk about, the fashion. Michelle Obama drew huge praise for her sunny daytime outfit and mixed reviews for her evening ball gown. There was also Jill Biden's boots and Aretha Franklin's hat. To talk about all that and more, I'm joined by Jessica Morgan of the website Go Fug Yourself. It's a sly satire of celebrity fashion. And Jessica, first, let's get your verdict on the First Lady's daytime dress. It was that lemongrass yellow outfit by a designer named Isabel Toledo.
It kind of grew on me. When I first saw it, I wasn't quite sure what I thought about it, but the more I looked at it, I kind of enjoyed it. I thought the cut was a bit dowdy. I thought it kind of veered into sort of a Queen of England / Mother of the Bride look. But I thought the color actually was very lovely outside, and I thought the way she accessorized it with the green gloves was really interesting. You know, I think what she does that's so great is she really does wear things that are sort of unexpected and unusual by less known U.S. designers. And I think that's great. You know, at least she takes a risk.
Right. A lot of talk here in the office about the green gloves.
Yeah. My mother loved them. My mother called me immediately to inform me that she loved Michelle's gloves and that I shouldn't say anything bad about them. But I did like them as well. I thought they were very risky, but it was sort of fun.
Yeah. And by J. Crew.
Yes. J. Crew, as I think were the girls' coats.
Right.
She loves J. Crew.
And let's talk about the ball gown. That's by a 26-year-old designer I'd never heard of, Jason Wu.
That's a very brave choice of her to go with Wu. I really, if I had been a betting woman, I would have bet on Narciso Rodriguez. She wears him a lot. But Wu is he's a very young designer. He's hardly known outside of, you know, real fashion circles. So she gave him, you know, the start of his life. I'm sure he is having the best day ever this morning.
Well, what did you think of the dress?
I thought it was a little bit bridal myself. I think she's lovely. She has a great figure. She carries herself so beautifully. I sort of wish she had gone with something that was a little bit more structured, perhaps. I thought it was lovely, and they seemed very happy. She looks very beautiful. But I would have liked to have seen her maybe in something that was colored, a little bit more structured, something that looked a bit less as though they weren't getting married.
Well, Jill Biden did the opposite. She wore the color red.
She did. She wore red both in the morning and for the balls. She looks lovely in red. I would have maybe gone for a little bit more variation if I were her. But it was very flattering on her skin tone and her coloring. I liked her boots in the morning. I thought they were cute.
I like the boots, too. But a lot of people were saying she didn't look fancy enough.
She didn't. And, you know, I can see that. I also heard some people saying that they thought she looked a bit young, especially in the morning with her sort of short coat and her boots. You know, I think she's very youthful looking and good for her. But I can definitely see where people would perhaps think that she could have gone a little bit more sophisticated.
Any other standouts or any huge mistakes you saw?
You know, who couldn't love Aretha Franklin's hat? I have to say I loved it. She's Aretha Franklin. She could go out wearing a basket of fruit on her head, you know, and I think she was great. But, you know, it was like a giant bow with rhinestones all over it. I thought it was great. I thought it was really fabulous. I love Aretha. I thought she looked, it was really delightful.
Well, Jessica, tell us, why are we talking about this? Why do we care so much mainly about the First Lady's sense of style? Why is that important?
Well, you know, I think in a way it shouldn't be as important as it is, because obviously what is important is the politics that we've got a new president and what is going to happen under, you know, as he takes over the country for us. So I think it's just important because, you know, we are human beings. We know that it's not the most important thing, but we're interested in what people are wearing. I think people are very likely to think, you know, what would I wear if I was in that instance? That's where it really comes from. And I mean, we see this with celebrities as well. I think people like to think, well, if I were in their position, what would I be wearing? Would I look like that? Would I look better than that? Would I look worse?
I don't think anyone could pull off the hat, though.
No,
Aretha
I think
Franklin's
you have to
the only one
Franklin
who could
wear
that hat. Yeah.
It's very advanced.
Jessica Morgan, one half of the duo behind the wicked fashion website, Go Fug Yourself. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.